Now, I want to take a quick moment to clear something up, as multiple viewers of the spread have contacted me about this. Apparently, I frequently have only my left sleeve rolled up in these videos, and I want to let everybody know that it is not a secret signal. I repeat, not a secret signal. I think it's because it's my watch hand. I roll it up just to see the face a little bit easier. I don't know. It's just a quirk of my sartorial habits. Now, down to business. First, what we already pretty much knew was confirmed this week. FINRA is the new Consolidated Audit Trail, or CAT, plan processor, leading to the article and tab titled, "We're All Cat People Now." To which I have to say, we could have been dog people if the industry had opted to call it the Consolidated Audit Network Including Non-Equities, or K9. But who needs an acronym that wordy anyway? Now onto something we don't cover a ton, OTC options. A CCP 12 report came out this week and offered a wealth of information on this front. As it points out, there is not a single example of an OTC options market successfully transitioning to a cleared model, at least not yet, despite options clearing being offered by the CME for cash-settled Forex options and interest rate swaptions, and LCH, also for FX options. Which means there must not be enough incentives to clear, as the BIS estimated as of April 2016 that the FX options market represented $254 billion of trading activity per day, leaving the clearing houses who figure out the right cocktail of incentives and products with tremendous upside. The same goes for swaptions, a market with daily volumes of roughly $163 billion in 2016. Meanwhile, we have yet to see $1 billion in swaptions cleared. Speaking of clearing, the OCC is winding its capital plan down in the wake of the SEC's order, which called its efficacy into question, and is returning $110 million to its shareholder exchanges. That means the OCC will look for other ways to build its capital base through fee increases and foregoing the usual rebates to clearing members and dividend payments to the exchanges. To be continued. Meanwhile, the Chicago mayoral election was on Tuesday, with Tony Preckwinkle and Lori Lightfoot getting the top two spots. They will go head-to-head in a runoff election on April 2nd. I mention this because the potential for a so-called LaSalle Street tax, a tax on trades, pretty much, pops up in every Chicago election as a potential source of revenue. Obviously, it'd be bad for the trading industry in Chicago. Good for us, though, that both Lightfoot and Preckwinkle have similar outlooks. Lightfoot has said, "While I agree that higher-income individuals like me and businesses must pay their fair share, I also want to be certain that in evaluating revenue options, we do not drive businesses from Chicago or create a disincentive for businesses to invest in our city." Meanwhile, Preckwinkle has said, "I am not committed to any other tax increases than the real estate transfer tax without first exploring other ways to generate revenue." So the prospect of a LaSalle Street tax on trading, luckily, looks like a non-starter at the moment.